A pair of new shoes with matching laces.
A permanent box at Sheep's Head Races.
A porcelain tub with boiling water.
A Saturday night with the mayor's daughter.
Look at me. I'm the king of New York. Suddenly I'm respectable, staring right at ya, lousy with stature.
Nobbing with all the muckety-mucks, I'm blowing my dough and going deluxe.
And there I be, ain't I pretty?
It's my city. I'm the king of New York.
A corduroy suit with fitted knickers.
A mezzanine seat to see the flickers.
Havana cigars that cost a quarter.
And an editor's desk for the Star Reporter.
Tip your hat. He's the king of New York.
How about that? I'm the king of New York.
In nothing flat, he'll be covering Brooklyn to Trenton, our man, Denton.
Making a headline out of a hunch.
Protecting the weak.
And paying for lunch.
When I'm at bat, strong men crumble.
Proud yet humble.
He's the king of New York. I gotta be either dead or dreaming.
'Cause look at that pape with my face beaming.
Tomorrow they may wrap fishes in it.
But I was a star
for one whole minute.
So if you haven't guessed by now, this podcast is going to be about the movie Newsies.
The 1992 gem starring Christian Bale, Robert Duvall. Who else we got in there?
We have Anne Margaret is in there.
Bill Pullman.
There's another couple of very famous 90s kid actors in there. The kid from Big is in it.
So what you're saying is they ceased to be very famous in the year 1999.
Yeah. That's true. I feel like their stars definitely had fallen by that time.
Because while we were watching this movie today, we both had a few moments where we were like, oh yeah, it's that guy.
Yeah.
It's that guy.
It's Rufio.
But we can't really name them because their names were wiped from our memories.
Yep, absolutely.
When Y2K happened.
Prepubescent boy actors. So, you might be thinking that we're doing a podcast on Newsies because of the Broadway musical, but oh, you would be wrong.
Because the truth is, for me to have a podcast and not do one about Newsies would just be an impossibility.
Which, when you hear that, you might be like, what? Why? Why? Why?
Why? Newsies sucks. Yeah, you're wrong. You're wrong.
She says that even though I have read that Christian Bale even hates this movie that he was
He's
in.
He's wrong.
Tell us, Saya, why Newsies has such a hold over you.
Well, I was first introduced to Newsies at a very young age. I was 8 years old when the movie came out. And I believe it was my neighbor across the street from me who was initially obsessed with it. And I remember actually judging her for being into something that sounded to me really stupid.
Because it does sound stupid.
Because there's no female characters, pretty much. There's one, and she has about 4 lines in the whole movie.
She spends most of her time folding lace.
Folding lace, which is the...
You really need to...
The main hobby of women in 1899 New York.
She somehow had a job. I wonder if her job was somehow folding lace.
With a dreamy look on her face.
Okay.
And anyway, so then I finally watched Newsies, and a lot of, you know, people in my life were into it. And I turned a corner, and I think I really loved the music. And it was also one of the first movies that I remember watching with a bunch of my friends in middle school. And we really bonded over it. So then...
You bonded. You guys really came together. I would say you didn't so much bond. You also even paid homage to it.
We did. We did. For my 8th grade graduation...
Bonded and worshipped it.
Uh-huh. Three of my friends and I did a rendition of King of New York, the song that we just read for you. And there were 4 of us, and it was choreographed, and we wore outfits. We wore like cut off pants and newsboy caps and our dad's shirts with the sleeves rolled up. And and there were props, a lot of newspaper props crumpled up on the stage. And we did that in a church across the street from our school where our graduation was. It was sweet. And somebody's mom has that on video.
Yeah, we'll try to find that
if
for you folks.
If only we had it, then I could finally burn it. Then there actually another thing happened with Newsies in ninth grade that I haven't told
of
you
course.
About yet. Which is one of the nerdiest moments of my life, probably. So in ninth grade at my high school, we had what was called the Greco-Roman Festival. And for the Greco-Roman Festival,
How is Newsies going to come into this?
Oh, wait. Just you wait. I rewrote the lyrics to one of the songs to be themed Greco-Roman, and we sang it while we wore togas for the whole school. So it had quite a shelf life.
Wow.
And a lot of my friends still fondly remember it, and we watch it every once in a while and have a great sing-along.
I just watched Newsies today. For the first time ever.
Yeah.
I could see why that had an impact on you.
Yeah.
Because, like you said, it's full of a lot of young actors, young boys, mm-hmm. and it's just very, you can just very quickly fall into that little crush or heartthrob moment. Plus, it's full of singing and dancing.
Anyway, we're going to actually have a new segment on...
Yes, we have a special surprise for our listeners. When we first started doing the podcast, of course... We got some requests and people telling us their favorite movies as well. And my own friend from Nashville, Sarah Carter, sent us an email through our website that listed her favorite movies, and Newsies was one of them. So I immediately told Saya. And we're actually going to have a call-in now with Sarah Carter and have a chat with her about her love of Newsies as well.
Because, you know... That basically makes us instant friends. I don't need to know anything else about this person. She's a stranger to me. But if she loves Newsies, we're...
That's all it takes,
there's
huh?
There's a certain sisterhood implicit in that shared interest. Okay, so let's get Sarah Carter on the line.
Yeah.
Hello?
Hi, Sarah.
Hi, Natalie. How's it going?
It's going so good. Sarah, you're on speakerphone with me and Saya right now.
Hi, Sarah.
Hi, Saya.
It's
How
nice.
Are you doing?
Nice to meet you over the phone.
This is so exciting.
Thanks for being on our podcast.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh! Thanks for doing your podcast. I'm a big fan.
Thank you.
You're also a big fan of Newsies, though, aren't you, Sarah?
Oh, absolutely. Changed my life.
Can you tell us a little bit about when you first saw Newsies or your introduction to it and your history with it?
Every single summer, we went to the small little town of Winfield, Alabama to visit my cousins. And usually we filled the summer with dance routines and I'm not sure what, swimming. But
great.
One summer we watched Newsies and it just changed my life. They had the soundtrack on a tape.
Yeah.
Which I quickly dubbed and then just listened on my Walkman for hours, dreaming of, you know, other times. This is, of course, before my cousins could drive and we drove around listening to Hank Williams Jr.
Oh.
Which is a whole nother, like, life change.
So, do you think that Newsies was a part of your sexual awakening?
Asexual awakening.
Yeah.
I couldn't really figure out why I liked it at the time. I just thought they're really cool.
But don't you think that's
and
a part of it for
with Spot Conlon because our arms were the same size.
Oh yeah, Spot Conlon. He, you know, and we just watched it today and he looks like he's 12 years old. And I remember watching that when I was in middle school and thinking he was really attractive. And it's funny
and
now.
No, he's He's like has the body of a 9-year-old boy.
He does.
He does.
Perhaps he was a 9-year-old boy. Whatever it was totally working for me at the time.
So what's your favorite Newsies song?
I really like the one that starts out with Pulitzer and Hearst. They say we're nothing. Are we nothing? No.
Good answer.
Gosh, the Railroad. So that's a union song I really connect with.
The World Will Know.
Yes. Do you guys have the soundtrack?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Saya has, she owns 2 VHS copies of this movie, Sarah. Just in case. Just in case some tragedy should befall one, she has a backup copy. But only on VHS.
I love it. Just in case the VCR malfunctions.
And the best part is I don't even own a VCR. So they're just like relics, you know, in my little DVD cabinet.
I don't have a VCR, but I still have my VHS copy of Solar Baby, just in anticipation of when I have one.
Yeah.
Did you say that movie was called Solar Baby?
Yeah, the roller skating in the post-apocalyptic future.
Of course.
Well, I don't think either of us have ever heard of that.
Oh my gosh. Oh, I'll mail it to you guys.
Solar Babies?
Sacrifice for this podcast because I think it's that important to the world.
We would love to watch that. That sounds great.
Oh my gosh, they follow a glowing orb into the desert called Bodai. Anyway, let's stay on topic.
Yeah, so back to Newsies, although Natalie's interest is peaked. So did you ever do any sort of like choreographed routines from Newsies with your friends or family?
We did smaller scale versions, but I have these friends in Charlotte, and I'm kind of, like, spotty on some of the details, but they got, like, this is when they're grown, of course. They got, like, 20 people together and, like, got in costume and, like, reenacted it.
Wow.
And I did see a picture, and it was, there may or may not have been alcohol involved.
No, did they reenact?
What is your favorite song from the soundtrack?
I like Santa Fe.
What about that dance he does at the
end? Well, the dance at the end is great. It really, I think, got to be one of the most embarrassing moments on film for him in his whole career.
Yeah.
You know, pantomiming riding a horse.
He definitely does a roll in the dust and then, like, a little baby kick with a boot to the moon.
There it is. There it is.
There's, the dance moves in that movie are funny because when we were watching it, you know, a lot of them look like they're so embarrassed to be dancing as, like, a group of teenage boys all together. And so they're kind of just half-assing it. But then there's a few times when they all really lock into place.
They rip it up.
Yeah. There's a lot of thrusting.
I think that really ties in with the message of Newsies, which is, here are these people that are too poor to make it without doing this embarrassing, like, self-deprecating act. I.e. selling newspapers or doing terrible dance moves.
You think selling newspapers is embarrassing?
Human and do whatever it takes to get by. You know what I mean?
Well, I don't know. I think that they have a lot of pride in their occupation.
The newsboys?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. They do. I'm sorry, Sarah. I just love the fact that you.
Natalie fell into a laugh hole.
They're just kids, you know. They're kids in 1899, trying to make a wage to get by and eat.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Doing terrible dance
moves. And what's that? What's that line that when Jack first meets Davy, and Davy's like, "My father told me never to lie," and then
my father taught me not to starve.
Yeah,
that's what it was.
There's a lot of little bits of truth in there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think there's definitely a modern-day parallel to those poor people that have to hold, like, the Little Caesar sign.
Yeah! Or, like, oh, gosh! Or
and then they have to spin them.
The human sandwich boards.
Or the people that, like, outside of the tax place that dress up like the Statue of Liberty. Or Uncle Sam. Yeah,
exactly.
And they have to dance.
They need the cash. You know they're not doing it because they love America. Or Jackson Hewitt.
That's Jackson Hewitt.
You guys are just doing top quality work, bringing up these poignant old pieces that, you know, maybe younger kids, maybe people who have let them fall by the wayside.
Wow. You're calling Newsies poignant and bold.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I'm pretty liberal with my use of adjectives as an English teacher.
Okay. Well, you know, I think that there is something to be said about the message of Newsies. You know, it's a message of hard work and also not getting shafted in life.
Absolutely.
And one of my favorite things that I noticed, because, you know, this was probably, I'm just going to ballpark it, this might have been my 70th time watching Newsies today. Who knows?
Wow.
50? I don't know. But I actually noticed something new today, which was in the final scene, you know, where all of the underpaid slave labor children storm into the square and support the Newsies. One of them is just holding a sign that says the single word unfair. And there's the word unfair painted on a sign. And I never noticed that until today's viewing.
Wow.
Yeah.
It was a... It was great.
It encapsulates a lot in that one word.
It does.
Absolutely.
And Natalie said something, too, when we were watching it. She said, oh, that was a shitty time to be a kid. No one cared about kids in 1899.
Not a one. No one gave a crap.
It's true. It was just like one more person to do the work that they needed to do.
Right, like sewing buttons on hats or something.
Yeah.
They probably like sewing doll eyes in for dolls that they could never have themselves.
Well, that's a good example.
No, shut up. Bacon bread that they could never eat.
Yeah.
Just constantly, just always covered in soot and hungry.
It's like the Hunger Games.
Okay.
My favorite part of history class was always the Industrial Revolution, because it was like, yeah, this is before steampunk, of course.
Right.
Which makes me really uncomfortable.
But we're
something about the magical power of a giant machine making all of that badness go away.
Yeah.
Or maybe just change. That's kind of exciting.
Yeah. It was that window when people were really excited about mass production, but they hadn't thought about ethics yet.
Yeah. That's why you have so many issues with the cotton gin.
So is there anything else you'd like to add about Newsies? When's the last time you watched it?
Maybe in the year 2000. It's been probably a good decade, I'm going to be honest. Yeah. I tried to rewatch it later, and I felt really uncomfortable and was not as enthralled, so I wanted to keep that intact.
Mm. Oh, yeah.
And memories.
Well, I think the best way to watch it again as an adult is with other people who know it and who want to sing along loudly the entire time, because that's usually how I watch it with my friends who also know all the words.
I won't give it another try as a grown-up. It could change my life, I think, again.
Well, Sarah, thank you. Thanks for being...
Thank you so much for giving me a chance to be involved in the show.
You're welcome.
True life. I love it. I think it's great. I love that you guys do it.
Well, thank you so much for being our first call-in guest.
Yeah, you were stellar. You were stellar, Sarah.
I'm in my diary. Your diary. Today I seize the day.
Yes. Don't be afraid and don't delay. All right. Well, we're gonna continue to discuss this film and maybe we'll talk to you again.
Yeah. Thank you so much, Sarah.
Okay. Oh, totally. Love you guys. Bye-bye.
Thanks. Bye.
Okay. I made fun of Zay about this earlier. She is going to recite for you verbatim the spoken word intro to Newsies without any printout, no printed page. She just knows it in her heart and
in her
mind.
I know it as though it is a part of my very flesh. So, I don't know if you guys knew this, but in 1899, the streets of New York echoed with the voices of Newsies. Peddling the news for a penny a pape. Poor orphans and runaways.
They ain't got no shoes.
They were a ragged army without a leader. Until one day, all that changed. So the Newsboys are a bunch of virile young boys who... that doesn't sound good. They're teens, you know. And they all live in this, like, little dorm together.
Mm-hmm.
and they entertain themselves with song and dance.
Christian Bale is their quote-unquote leader. Mm-hmm.
He's also the oldest.
Jack Kelly. Did you find him an effective leader? Because I found that, I have no idea what his name is, but the kid who was in Big, who comes in there, his character, mm-hmm. his name is Davey. He feeds Christian Bale all the lines because Davey has the brains.
But Christian Bale has the charisma.
Oh, he can chariz.
And you know what? He has that kind of too cool for school thing going on.
With his little bandana and his cowboy hat. Yeah.
He's a little bit country and a little bit rock and roll, I would say. Oh, you should have seen Natalie's face when I said that. I was like, I really wish you hadn't said that, Zaya. And that's true. So Christian Bale, he's a bit of a liar in this movie. Christian Bale is a liar.
Christian Bale is a bit of a liar, period. Oh.
Jack Kelly. His name isn't really Jack Kelly.
That's true. Because he's the son of a convict, is what we find out later.
The son of a convict, and his mother is deceased, and she was probably brothel worker or something.
We don't know that. She could have been working on the cotton gin.
You know, I'm hypothesizing that because I think he finds his surrogate mother figure in Meta, the Swedish meadowlark, played by Anne Margaret. Who is quite a cougar in this movie.
She's hot. There's a lot of pink.
I don't think that much pink existed in 1899.
Just think about how many child laborers.
I know.
Had were to dying produce her and vaudeville outfits. Their clothes.
Anyway, I think he sees her as his mother figure. Mm-hmm. So I'm just gonna invent the fact that his mother was a prostitute in a Santa Fe brothel. So anyway, his dream is to go back to Santa Fe. Where did he get this idea? We never find out. He's created a big dream for himself based on very little. Mm-hmm. And he tells his friends that his parents are waiting for him in Santa Fe when in fact he's pretty much an orphan.
Yeah, he's a loner. Mm-hmm.
So anyway, they work for the World, run by Mr. Pulitzer himself. And his only motivation is greed, which we see when, in his first scene, Pulitzer says something like to one of his lackeys. He's like, there's a lot of money in this city, and I want all of it by tonight. Which I love. You want all this money by tonight?
That's a little unrealistic.
Aren't you a businessman? Don't you know how these things work? These things take time.
Yeah, like, it makes you think, like, man, just any, like, baby could run a business back then. Like, give me it all now. Say, just put a cigar in a baby's mouth. I want. Give me. It's mine.
Oh, boy. So,
so we thought for your own sheer joy, we would do some musical renditions of some of the songs in the movie, perhaps with a different spin.
Yeah. Pulitzer and Hearst, they think we're nothing. Are we nothing?
No!
Pulitzer and Hearst, they think they got us. Do they got us?
No!
Even though we ain't got hats or badges, we're a union just by saying so. And the world will know. What's it gonna take to stop the wagons? Are we ready?
Yeah!
What's it gonna take to stop the scabbers? Can we do it?
Yeah!
We'll do what we gotta do until we break the will of mighty Bill and Joe. And the world will know.
So that that's what they call a family. Mother, daughter, father, son. Guess that everything you heard about is true. So you ain't got any family who said you needed one. Ain't you glad nobody's waiting up for you? When I dream on my own, I'm alone, but I ain't lonely. For a dreamer, night's the only time of day. When the city's finally sleeping, and my thoughts begin to stray, and I'm on the train that's bound for Santa Fe.
Can we pause it? Don, can we pause it? Pause it, Don. Don, do it, do it, do it, do it.